Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. We are broadcasting live from Singapore Expo Hall 2 at the Industrial Transformation Asia Pacific 2019. The Dyslexia Association of Singapore is a vibrant voluntary welfare organization that provides a wide array of programs for dyslexics in Singapore. The Dyslexia Association of Singapore educational therapists, speech and language therapists, and specialist psychologists provide services to over 3,500 preschool, primary, and secondary school students in 14 centers all over Singapore. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Edmund Leong, Director of Specialized Educational Services from the Dyslexia Association of Singapore, to discuss Dyslexia Awareness Week, the main literacy program, and the Embrace Dyslexia campaign. Welcome to the show, Edmund. Now, perhaps you could tell us first and foremost about the efforts of the Dyslexia Association and your work during Dyslexia Awareness Week.
Very nice to be here, yes. So I think I will start by sharing with you what we did for the World Dyslexia Awareness Week, which is actually the first week of October, so just a few weeks ago.
Right.
So we had a series of events that we planned, starting off from a launch in the UOB Plaza. So that was a roadshow where we conducted an art competition and gave prizes to the winners of the art competition.
Right.
So we also had a specific learning differences seminar, right? And we have a walk for dyslexia. We also had this event called Score for Dyslexia, where we got the soccer legends to come together with some of our MPs to play and to enjoy themselves together.
Did they play together or against each other?
Oh, they played together.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting. So soccer brings people together.
Yes, right? Of course.
Yes. So a whole lot of events during that week for many different purposes. Of course, the most important thing we wanted to bring across was to create this awareness of dyslexia, right? And to raise funds for dyslexia.
I mean, one of the things that I can say, because I am dyslexic, when I was a child, you know, there was no, because I was a child a long time ago, there was no Dyslexia Association. And in kindergarten, in primary one, primary two, my teachers used to just say to my parents, oh, your daughter's just stupid, because I couldn't spell, you know, and I couldn't read very well. And there is so much support for dyslexics today, which is absolutely fantastic. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that support that dyslexics could have now.
Yes. I mean, so the challenge that you had in the past was actually related to awareness, you see. Mm-hmm. So the difference between how it was back then and now is there is a lot more awareness of dyslexia in this day and age now. So you're asking about how we are supporting our learners with dyslexia. So generally, dyslexics, they have issues with reading, spelling, writing, comprehension. So we have a main literacy program.
Maths was really hard too.
Yes, maths was hard too, yes. So, yes, our main literacy program, we have a very systematic intervention where we teach our learners, our children, how to read and write using this OG approach, the Orton-Gillingham approach.
Right.
So it's a very systematic way of progressing in terms of how you read and spell from single words to expanded sentences and then to paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you also mentioned math. Yeah. So a lot of our learners, because it's an issue with, they have issues with working memory and reading.
Right.
So, and you know, if you know Singaporean math, the problem sums is a huge problem because of the needing to read and understand the context of the questions.
Even before you start working it out, yes.
Yes. So math is also a problem sometimes. So we do have a series of programs to support our learners with dyslexia. So the main literacy program is one of them. We also do have a math program specifically developed to cater to the needs of a dyslexic child.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I brought that up because this leads me very beautifully to the Embrace Dyslexia campaign. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so this Embrace Dyslexia campaign, it's our theme for the World Dyslexia Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we wanted this term, Embrace Dyslexia, it sits very well with us. Because a lot of the learners that we see that they actually have a lot of talents, a lot of talents beyond just academics, right? We do have some of the children that turned up to be very excellent artists, for example, or performers, right? and yourself, a DJ.
Yes. Yes.
So we really want to embrace, we want to celebrate the strengths of our learners rather than focusing on their weaknesses.
Right.
So within the Awareness Week, we actually learned a lot as well. So one of the interesting things that we found was we had this art competition I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So we gave awards to some of the winners.
Right.
And some of the parents of the winners were speaking to us, and they were telling us that this was the very first award that they received.
Mm.
So it really shows, tells us something. So these students that we see, these children that we see, they do have certain talents, but they're not celebrated.
Sure.
So we really want to create this platform for them to celebrate and to give them a little bit of self-esteem, mm-hmm. to celebrate some of the strengths that they have and not just focus on academics.
Right. Now, it's interesting because there used to be a time when I was a kid where my parents would say, don't tell anybody you're dyslexic or don't tell anybody that you can't spell. Now, I have people telling me, please tell people you're dyslexic, because then dyslexics will look at you and go, well, then you can have a normal career and you can excel at something despite the fact that you're dyslexic.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good message up there?
Yes, that's a good message. With awareness, mm-hmm. with the knowledge of dyslexia, you not only can celebrate and embrace it, you also can better understand your challenges and work around the challenges. Mm-hmm. So that is a very good message to send across. But of course, there are still parents out there who are still skeptical about kind of labeling a child, inverted commas labeling, because it's a stigma kind of, to some extent. So my message to parents out there is to embrace it and to try to work around it and to celebrate some of the other talents that your child might have.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think as a parent, you want to celebrate any and all talents your children have, whatever the situation may be. Now, how successful has these campaigns been? How successful has Embrace Dyslexia been?
Yeah, so in the World Dyslexia Awareness Week, we had a few objectives, right? We wanted to increase the awareness. We wanted to bring together communities of people. Mm-hmm. We wanted to raise funds and we wanted to showcase talents. So if you look at the 4 points I just mentioned, I think we are really successful. Mm-hmm. It is the third year we are running this Dyslexia Awareness Week. So in terms of awareness, we really had a lot of people asking us a little bit more about dyslexia from the week,
mm-hmm.
because we involved communities, we involved people from UOB Business Banking. So a lot of them, they are not in the field and they do not understand what it means to be dyslexic. So we had a lot of opportunities to mingle and to talk to different groups of people that we might not have opportunities to.
Right.
Right? So in terms of bringing together communities, we had a pool of soccer fans, mm-hmm. that came together to play and we talked about dyslexia. We also had the walk where we came to together as a community as well. So we brought a lot of people together. So that's one success story, I would say. So
sure.
The other 2 points I mentioned was to celebrate success.
Right.
Right. So the art competition was an example.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, to raise funds. We did raise quite a bit of funds during that week.
Do we have national numbers, as in what percentage of the population might be dyslexic?
So in Singapore, we don't exactly have an exact number, but mm-hmm. if you look at international statistics, it's averaging around 3 to 6% of the population would be dyslexic.
Okay.
So those are UK and US statistics.
Right.
In Singapore, currently in the Dyslexia Association of Singapore, we see about 3,500 students.
Okay.
So that is actually still the tip of the iceberg.
Sure.
There are a lot of students that are out there that we do not see, and we do need.
And if you don't see them, then they're not getting the help they need.
Yes.
It was very, very difficult for me to learn how to read, I have to say, but it was a real achievement for me when for the first time I got 100. You know, a 10 upon 10 spelling test.
Oh.
That was such an achievement for me. Yeah. Now, talk about some of the previous things that you have done. Talk about some of the future things you want to do to keep this awareness going.
So we have conducted this Dyslexia Awareness Week for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we will want to continue conducting this Awareness Week every year to bring people together, to create awareness, to raise funds.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of events that we organize across the years as well. So two major events that we typically organize every year and we will continue to organize would be this preschool seminar that happens every March, and Unite SPLD conference that happens in June.
Mm-hmm.
So these are platforms whereby we bring educators, parents, stakeholders together. We share about issues with specific learning differences, with dyslexia. So it creates awareness. It also gives people an opportunity to learn how to deal with some of the problems that their children have.
Right.
And how to work together as a community.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. And future initiatives to get the dyslexia awareness more, you know, I want to say more commonplace, but maybe that's not the right word I'm looking for. I would like to, as a dyslexic myself, be able to say to anyone, oh, I'm dyslexic, and they go, oh, okay, so, you know, I'd love for a day when that would be the case.
Yes, that'd be good.
So what future initiatives can we look forward to from the Dyslexia Association that might actually work towards that someday?
Oh, that's a tricky one. So, I mean, the best period to do this would be the World Dyslexia Awareness Week, I guess. Mm-hmm. Every October, we try to initiate a lot of events that the community would participate in. I think the more we engage the community, the more we engage people that might not be in the field, the better it is. So it's really the spreading of this awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've been speaking to Edmund Leong, Director of Specialized Educational Services from the Dyslexia Association of Singapore, talking about Dyslexia Awareness Week, the main literacy program, and the Embrace Dyslexia campaign. Thank you so much, Edmund, for coming in and talking to us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.